Hear that 335 crying? That's the blues. You've connected to the Back Alley Blues. Every show featuring a legend or an innovator in music of the blues, a true American art form. Now, just relax and listen as we hear the music of the Back Alley Blues.
Hey, this is Rusty Wright, and you're listening to Back Alley Blues on backalleyblues.podomatic.com.
Welcome to the Back Alley Blues podcast. Tonight we have a special guest from Michigan, Rusty Wright. How's things going tonight, Rusty?
Oh, real good. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Just trying to decide whether the weather's going to stay hot or warm or cold, or doesn't seem to know exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm up in Michigan, so believe me, it changes about every other minute.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule there with your projects and stuff, and doing this interview with us, and kind of like to go over a few things in regards to how long you've been playing music.
Oh, well, I've been at it since I was 13 years old, which is, let's say it's well over 20 years now, so.
All right, that seems like a good time. Have you always started off playing the blues, or did you start off playing any particular instrument that you know?
Yeah, I was always into guitar right from the get-go. My mother actually had a touring gospel group way back in the early to mid-70s, and when I was growing up, I used to listen to a lot of blues and gospel and stuff because my dad, he comes from Alabama, so he had all these old 45s and even some 78s, and so I got hit with gospel from her and blues and old rock and really old 50s rock and roll from him.
Now, that's a interesting blend for sure, but one of the things that I've come to discover myself with going back and looking at the history of late 1800s and early 1900 blues, that a lot of the blues in that time come out of the fields, and folks just out there just going through hard times and singing about a lot of stuff that they turned into gospel songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just a way to kind of let your troubles roll off you so you didn't have to keep them all bottled up.
Yeah, I understand. It's kind of interesting that you've done gospel. I've got one of my other podcasts that it's also with gospel. But what are some of your influences that you had when you're coming up or currently? Or sure had mm-hmm. some artists that...
When I was first starting out, my dad had a lot of Buddy Holly stuff, but he also had a lot of old Chicago stuff, like Howlin' Wolf with Hubert Sumlin, who's still out playing after all these years, and of course, there was John Lee Hooker stuff, and things like that, real straight-up 4-4, down and dirty guitar type blues, and Howlin' Wolf stuff tended to get a little bit more sophisticated, because he had different periods where he was working with a full band and with just, the rudiments. But, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, some old 50s rock and roll, which was a lot of blues-based stuff anyway. You listen to Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and all that stuff, and it's just 12-bar blues, but played a little faster and a whole lot louder.
Right. Have you ever had the opportunity to go out to, Hooker's got a blues cafe out in San Francisco out there?
No, I haven't been out that way in a long time. We haven't been to California in probably 15 years now.
Yeah, I heard he's got a pretty big blues nightclub. Any particular artists that you listen to currently, or how do you get inspired to write your songs now?
A lot of times the inspiration comes from day-to-day things I might see or hear about the way that things affect me, what I think about. Sometimes I'll listen to the news, on radio when I'm driving, and something will, just spark an idea, and I'll go home and start working on it. As far as the guys that influenced me later, of course, you got to always say, there was Jimmy, of course, Jimi Hendrix, when he was doing, Red House is still probably one of the greatest, guitar rock blues things you've ever heard. And of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan, you can't mention, you know, can't go by about guitar players without mentioning him, because that guy was from another planet.
That's I understand that.
But yeah, the inspirations come from all different places. Sometimes you have to really work at them. Sometimes some of the songs, like the very first song on our record, Ain't No Good Life, wrote itself. You know, that's the ones where you just think, oh man, somebody's knocking on my head and telling me I got to write this down right now.
Right. Carry a pencil and paper around with you?
Yeah, actually, I always have something, a pen or whatever. And sometimes if I get an idea, I'll even scribble it on my hand.
Right. What usually comes first, the words or you just ever pick up a guitar and just start playing away as far as...
Well, I found that when I'm sitting down to work on a specific thing because I've got an idea that I want to try to create, I'll start out with the guitar to warm myself up. But when the stuff happens, it's automatic, like, you know, something just hits you in the head, that's usually a melody line or a lyric first. So, yeah, it just depends on the kind of mode that, or the mood that I'm in. The ones that write themselves, usually it's a melody line and a set of words that just pop into my head, and I go, oh, hey, and I start from there. But the ones, when I sit down to try to work on music or create stuff from scratch, a lot of times I'll start with the guitar and then build it from there.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'm a chef, and there's usually only one way to go ahead and start. It's kind of hard to have... the end product before, so it's kind of just building up, putting pieces of certain things together to get to that final product. So, any particular current projects that you're working on, or you just finished up?
We finished the CD, of course, that's out right now. That's Ain't No Good Life, which everybody can find at the website, rustyriotblues.com. And I also did a DVD movie called P.I. Blues a little while back with Miami Entertainment. And I did all the soundtrack work for that, played a lot of blues and surf guitar blues type stuff, instrumental behind. It's a comedy about spoof on the spy movie stuff. And it actually was a whole lot of fun to create and do. We wrote the score from scratch and then recorded it, you know, while watching the movie, you know, to get the timing and stuff down of what was going to happen where. And finished that up, and you can find that at piblues.com if you care to take a look.
All right, well, that sounds good. And you have, you said you have some new projects coming up shortly. Is there any particular place that folks can purchase your CDs that you'd like to go ahead and just give us the website or...
Yeah, you can always find everything that we're up to at rustyriotblues.com with that. So www.rustyriotblues, all one word together, .com. And, of course, we're at CD Baby, and we're now up on Amazon, and we shortly will be available at iTunes and several other online stores. So you can go to CD Baby and type in Rusty Wright Blues and pop that site up there, or go to Amazon, and you'll get the same treatment if you just pop it in their search window.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any places currently that you're playing up in the Midwest or Northeast that you know, folks can come and see you in person?
Yep, Lori and I both play as a duo in between band gigs. There is a band show at Timothy's Pub up here in Michigan on November the 4th. That's a Saturday night. And then we do a lot of individual duo shows in smaller venues. In the summer months, we do the full touring. We just got back from West Virginia from Snowshoe Mountain doing their Blues Brews and Barbecue Festival down there, which was just gorgeous and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Never played on the top of a mountain before, but it was great.
Well, that sounds fun. I would have just enjoyed going just to eat the barbecue and listen to the blues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was something. Yeah, and as winter comes in, we'll do a lot of smaller shows, but we are already sending out the feelers and working hard to get the festival tour next year. So, any folks out there listening who happen to be looking for a great blues man, come on by rustyriotblues.com and say, hey.
Whereabouts in Michigan did you say that nightclub was, or the blues?
Yeah, this is Timothy's Pub. It's in Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
And it'll be on the website. We'll have a we have a calendar there where you can go, and it'll give you links to where it's at and address and phone number and even a map of how to get there.
Well, that sounds good. Let me see. Is there one thing about yourself that most folks don't know?
That's a loaded question. How much trouble do I want to get into here?
Well, I mean, we don't need to get into...
I know one thing that nobody knows about that's actually the hobby that I and my wife both enjoy. We both love to do medieval reenactments.
Okay.
We're in that society that runs around with the swords and,
right,
you know, plays Viking and
well,
runs out there in armor and beats on each other.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Interesting.
Yeah, that's a little sideline. That's what we do to release, you know, when we just want to have fun and when we're not working on the band project, which
right,
is kind of rare these days, but we do tend to like to go out and have some fun to play in medieval.
Well, see, nothing wrong with that. We all got to have our little areas to go out and enjoy. Is there any thing you'd like to add?
Oh, well, the fact is that we've got the album Ain't No Good Life out available to everybody, and we'd like very much for everybody to come by our website and try the music site. There's full links to samples of all 13 songs on the record, and if you know you like it, feel free to support it and help us out, or if nothing else, just say hi, sign up for the mailing list. We are going to be offering a cool thing for everybody that signs up to the mailing list between now and December 1st. Everybody that signs up to the mailing list will be automatically submitted to a drawing for an iPod Shuffle as a giveaway on for Christmas. So come on by RustyRideBlues.com and sign up, and you may just be the lucky person who gets a free gift from us.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. I'll be right there.
Don't cost you nothing, and you might just end up with an iPod.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing with all these podcasts and pod shows and MP3s that everyone needs an iPod for sure. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure
that.
You're all behind that.
That's a good thing. Well, I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us on the Back Alley Blues podcast, and much success to you and your adventures and your wife, and you know, good luck to you. And
thank you. And thanks to everybody out there for listening. Also, one last thing to remember, we will be coming out on the Blues Review CD compilation. That'll be coming out in, I believe, next month. Anybody that has a subscription to Blues Review magazine will get a CD filled with a lot of great bands, and you'll have a song on there from Rusty Wright Blues.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds like you're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to get the word out.
That's a good thing. All right, Rusty, I appreciate it, and you have a good one. I'll take care.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Rusty Wright, and you're listening to Back Alley Blues on backalleyblues.podomatic.com.
Shut up. have to do it one more time. You know I'd do it all over again.
You're listening to the Back Alley Blues.
Put us in the ground.